producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. It's Wednesday. You guys probably already knew that, though, didn't you? Good morning on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up later on in this hour, we're going to be joined by Texas Law Shield. And I'm going to ask them about some of the stuff the Moms Demand Action are talking about doing in Kroger, because they're actually talking about committing crimes against humanity and society. But in the meantime, right now at the New York Police Department, the brass are doing their best to avoid having to shell out millions of dollars that it's going to take to make sure that their officers are reasonably competent with their handguns. So, and they're dictating a policy that makes it harder for officers to shoot the handguns they're allowed to use as accurately as they otherwise might. New York City police officers are allowed to carry off duty a weapon called the CAR K9, the K-A-H-R K9. Now, Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, who I know well, he carries a CAR daily, which makes him sound very large, doesn't it? He carries a CAR pistol daily. The beauty of the CAR pistol is they're very reliable, and they're very concealable. And you can't find it on anybody once they get a hold of one of them. So, It's a good pistol for a good purpose. New York City Police Department, the K-9 is a double-action-only off-duty carry gun. Double-action-only means that you have a long stroke of the trigger with resistance every time you pull the trigger on a semi-automatic that has to be specially engineered. The double-action-only pistol is a is an attempt to engineer away incompetence. There have been more than a dozen accidental shootings involving New York Police Department personnel, and they decided that it's because of the gun. It's not actually because of the gun. It's because of the poor training some of these police officers have. They put out a statement, the NYPD has instructed cops to stop carrying an off-duty gun that has a trigger so light it's been blamed for a series of accidental discharges. NYPD spokesman Paul Brown says the CAR K9 semi-automatic pistol has led to more than a dozen such shootings, none resulting in a fatality. The shootings have occurred over the last 2 years. They ordered this revocation order be read aloud to cops in each precinct for 10 consecutive roll calls. CAR Arms has done business with the NYPD since 1997. They have more than 5,000 of these sold to city cops. Allow me to interject just a little dose of reality into this, if I may. There's nothing wrong with the gun. It's not the gun's fault. The actual problem here is specific, and it's confined largely to the NYPD. When the NYPD made a switch to duty weapons like Glocks, they had a lot of officers accidentally shooting themselves or people or walls with these things because they put their fingers on the trigger. So Glock, which normally has a trigger that breaks on their standard models at 5.5 pounds, had to adopt what is called the New York trigger, which is 12 pounds of pressure that you have to put on the trigger to make the firearm discharge. And that's every time you pull the trigger on the Glock, too. The problem with this is when you have a trigger pull that outweighs the gun, loaded by about a magnitude of three, sometimes you come off target with that, just trying to squeeze the trigger. Now, a double-action-only pistol also probably has a very heavy weight. As a matter of fact, the double-action-only trigger pull in the Car K9 is 7.5 to 9 pounds. This is not a trigger that is pulled lightly. This is not a trigger that is pulled sticking it in the holster, unless your finger's in the trigger guard. It cannot be fired accidentally. The gun is not magically making itself fire when it's in the holsters of these off-duty officers. And them saying that it is too light, that this trigger pull is too light, that is, in some cases, twice as heavy as, nearly twice as heavy as a, well, it's 5.5 pounds of a Glock. Most police departments in the United States don't have the New York trigger. Let me put it that way. And most police departments in the United States don't have their officers accidentally shooting themselves and people and walls and stuff like that. The M&P, Smith & Wesson M&P, it has a trigger pull, I think, of around 6 to 7 pounds. The Glock, 5.5 pounds. These are two very popular weapons within the police departments. And that, you know, they don't have people accidentally shooting themselves with these for the most part. Larry Vickers, a Vickers Tactical, former Delta operator and all, just all around bad boy, he suggests that a trigger pull for a duty handgun be around the 4 to 6 pound range. I concur. I actually like a trigger pull at 3.5 pounds. I actually like the trigger pull of the salient Glocks because there's no take-up on it. It's, you know, when you put your finger on the trigger, it's dangerous right there. There's no take-up on the trigger. There's, Glocks have a little bit of slack, or as we call it, slop, to where you start to hit what is referred to as the wall, which is where it's going to break loose the firing pin. NYPD, they had this incident not too long ago. A guy in front of the Empire State Building killed his boss. And two officers rolled up on this guy, and this guy wanted to commit suicide by cops, so he pointed his gun at the officers. And the officers fired at him 17 times. And they struck him 6 times and hit 9 bystanders. And that's because of that New York trigger, that 12-pound trigger. The actual problem that they're having is some of these officers, or at least the 12 that have been involved in these shootings, put their finger in the trigger guard. You don't do that till it's time to shoot. When I draw my weapon, my trigger finger is indexed on the side of the frame of the weapon. Okay? When my finger goes on the trigger, it's about to go bang. I don't point even at a paper target at the outset with my finger on the trigger. Not only is New York as a city, I mean, this boils down to two things. The NYPD does not train their police officers properly. Every one of them that is carrying a gun today needs to be taken aside and shown how to index the finger and not put your finger in the trigger guard. It's not that hard a thing to do. The other problem here is that, you know, they don't like guns in New York. Not unless you're one of the beautiful people. But getting out there and trying to blame a gun for a human problem. The car is an excellent firearm. They do not shoot themselves by themselves. They have to have input from their human carriers. Most of the people in the NYPD, if they live in New York, they probably never touched a gun until they entered the police academy. New York doesn't trust their officers either. That's why they have the New York trigger. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. Welcome back. Halfway through the week. Those of you sitting around right now thinking, I wish I was at home. 2 days to go after today. Relax. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I train for self-defense, and I've always sort of fancied myself to be somewhat of a cool customer in the past. When both times I've drawn my gun in self-defense, while I was doing it, I was actually quite detached. But there are a few things that could sort of make me lose my cool. Coming right here out of South Carolina, in Mechanicsville, which I've never heard of Mechanicsville. I guess I just don't get out enough. There was a pair of home invaders that broke into a home in Mechanicsville, South Carolina. One of the thugs that broke in pistol-whipped one of the women and struck a child, an 11-year-old, in the face with his weapon repeatedly. The other thug struck the other woman with his gun and pointed it at her head. The homeowner in the back of the house was asleep, but he woke up when he heard this turmoil happening in his home. And he got up, and he delivered justice swiftly. I don't know which newspaper this is coming out of. A burglary in Mechanicsville has left one suspect dead and several victims injured, according to Sheriff Wayne Byrd with the Darlington County Sheriff's Office. Darlington, if you're a NASCAR fan, that's where the Darlington 500 is run. Byrd said two men broke into the home and physically assaulted two women and struck an 11-year-old boy in the head with a gun. Homeowner was in the back room asleep, woke up at the commotion. He was in the back of the residence, but he came out firing several shots at the intruders, and they fled the scene. Upon our officers arriving, they found one of the suspects dead in a field about 75 yards from the home. Darlington County Coroner Todd Hardee has identified the person who died as Marquise Benjamin, 25, of Darlington. Additionally, the family dog was shot and killed during this invasion. The surviving robber, Brandon Jade Lunn, has been charged with criminal conspiracy, burglary, and three counts of assault and battery. He could also be presumably charged with his accomplice's death under the felony homicide rule. I think he should. Now, if I were to discover a child being pistol whipped, I might snap like a rubber band. I might empty my weapon into them. And I'm laughing about that because who strikes a child with a gun? What kind of low-life, degenerate animal do you become to think it is a smoking hot idea? You've already made a couple of dumb societal mistakes. You think it's a good idea to break into a house while people are in it and to beat these people with firearms. Now, I've never been struck in the face with a handgun, but I carry a few of them, and I imagine that would probably sting. And having it done over and over again has probably got the sting much more so. People that will do that deserve what Mr. Benjamin got. I am sorry. I can't help it. See, I sit in my house. I sit in my house and I don't bother anybody. I don't walk around with all my guns on parade or anything. I don't walk around and go, "Hi there, Bill Frady, radio host. Damn glad to meet you." I don't bother anybody. And if I'm sitting in my house, enjoying my turkey pot pie, watching some stupid thing on Netflix, because I don't watch the news, enjoying my Gatorade, and somebody kicks in my door, unfortunately for them, I carry a gun everywhere I go. Everywhere I go. Restroom. The only place I don't take a gun into me with physically is either the bathtub or the shower. That's just because I don't want to get them wet. But they're very close at hand. So when they kick the door open, when they're coming in for whatever I've got that they think my life may be, and I have no way of knowing would be home invaders when you kick in my door, if you're just coming in simply to rough me up and take my flat screen TV, or if you're coming in to kill me because I'm at home. Whatever it is, Whatever your purpose is, whatever your motivation is, I'm going to perforate you many times, center mass. I'm going to shoot you till you go down. And you will go down. I am not going to have my peace shattered by a subspecies of humanity that looks at family homes and says, another victim in the waiting. I'll just go in there and show them my gat, and I'm going to do whatever I want. Got a surprise for you, Skippy. When you breach my doorway, all bets are off, pal. All bets are off. And my house is the worst one to try to break into. My front door and back door are in a straight line to each other. So if you come in, I've got a straight line shot at you. If you have a partner, while he's sitting there with his mouth hanging open because you just got shot six times, I'm going to spin on him. Wait for the flash, pal. One of the sister of the surviving burglar wrote in Facebook, I'm Brandon's sister and I'm not taking up for him, but before you say someone should rot in jail, think things through, because what if that was your family and no one knows what really happened in the house but those that was there? No, it wasn't right for anyone to do what they do, but you never know what anybody is thinking. Sorry for those that were hurt, and my condolences go out to the family that lost their loved one. But my brother will be the only one to go in front of the great man above on Judgment Day. Leave it to God. I'm more than happy to leave it to God, young lady. However, if your brother comes in and wants to try that with me, God helps those who help themselves. I'll leave it to God after I take action, and I'll take the judgment that goes with it. Thanks for the advice. Everybody, he was a good boy. He was a good boy. Mm-hmm. That's the new phenomenon. If somebody out there does something like that, then the family gets up there and says, he didn't deserve to die. Well, stop kicking in my front door. I don't have a whole lot of time to make a decision when you do that. Tell your loved one to get a job. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right. Welcome back. On a Wednesday morning, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Anytime I get out there and I start telling you about any sort of legal ramifications, you got to understand that in a lot of cases, this is me trying to apply logic. So sometimes I have to lean on somebody to get the real, true stuff, you know. And those folks are the people at Texas/U.S. Law Shield. So joining me again from somewhere deep in the heart of Texas are Michelle Byington and Edwin Walker from Texas U.S. Law Shield. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Now, that was like a chorus. I like it. Let me ask you guys a question. Now, you guys are very familiar with the Moms Demand action, and you're also in Texas where you have the big open carry movement where, stupidly, it's okay, legal, to carry a long gun but not a handgun in the open. So there's been a lot of demonstrations in a lot of various places like Chipotle and Starbucks and all these other places. And the Moms Demand action noticed that, and they came out and they started, would extortion be, would that be too strong of a phrase? They went after these businesses, not because they were pro-gun, but just because they observed local law. Would extortion be too much of an adjective there?
Well, I don't know that it's exactly extortion, but it certainly is heavy-handed pressure. Extortion is, you know, extortion is the threat to release information that's damaging to you without, you know, in order to coerce behavior. Here, they were just being, you know, they were being the squeaky wheel. And what should have happened is, I think Kroger finally drew a line in the sand and said, we're not gonna alter our rules whatsoever. You know, they're going to stay the same they are. And the big guys who did, you know, supposedly change their rules, Chili's, Chipotle, Sonic, Target, they didn't change their rules. They just simply said what the Mothers Demand Action wanted them to say, which is, you know, please don't bring guns and scare our people. But they didn't do anything legally to alter landscape.
I know. They basically, and the Moms Demand Action fell for that, didn't they?
Well, I think that's because they took what they could get, they claimed victory, and then they wandered off into the sun. I mean, you know, it's the same as, you know, it's the same as Don Quixote tilting at windmills.
Now, before Kroger came on the landscape, they decided to go after Staples.
Yeah.
And they would go into Staples and talk to the manager, who can't make a decision like that. And after they would leave the Staples manager on their way out the door, they would stick a no guns allowed sign on the door and get caught on videotape and be banned from the store forever. And Staples basically told them to pound sand. Do you think that was a really bad embarrassment for them?
Well, yeah, I don't know that you can embarrass them. They seem pretty impervious to embarrassment. But as soon as they're marginalized to being insignificant, the better. And that went a long way. I don't think that, and that's the thing with these, you know, with corporations, and just to look at the big picture, if somebody gets their, I mean, we live in such an apologetic society, it's unbelievable to me that nobody can say anything, nobody can do anything. If one person says they're offended or they got hurt feelings, then somebody, they have to apologize for it. And so that's like, you know, if there's a show where somebody says something that they don't like, they, you know, people who disagree, they immediately say, we're going to go to the sponsors and we're going to get you banned, et cetera, you know, and tell them we're not going to shop there and everybody has to apologize. It would be nice to see somebody stand up and say, look, it is what it is. We're not going to apologize. Do what you want and we'll see where the cards fall. And believe me, I do not think that mothers not shopping at Target is going to end Target. Target, by the way, just as an aside, my favorite place to shop.
Well, I mean, Target in San Antonio, at the San Antonio Target, they kicked the Moms Demand Action out.
Yeah, well, because of all the disturbance.
Yeah, and Chipotle in Oklahoma, some open carriers were there. And they could carry handguns in Oklahoma, so they're just sitting there ordering whatever you order at Chipotle, and the Moms Demand Action started standing up and taking pictures of them with that, and they got kicked out of there. So let's now go to, first of all, I don't think these companies really like having their policies messed with, because would you agree that none of these companies are pro-gun or anti-gun? They're pro-taco or pro-office supplies or pro-grocery sales.
Yeah, I think they're just trying to carry day-to-day business without being bothered.
So they're just observing the local law and regulations pertaining to the carry of guns. If it's legal to do that, well, you know, they're coming in my store, and my store is in this community. That's just the way it's going to be. Is that an unreasonable position to take for a retail outlet?
No, it's not unreasonable at all. I mean, it's basically, it's the most reasonable tack to take. It's like, if the government says we don't have a problem with people carrying on the streets, then why should I have a problem with somebody carrying in my store? That I want to be open and inclusive. I don't want to be discriminatory or exclusive. And so if the government says you can do it on the streets, you can do it in the store.
I was just thinking about something, but we're going to move on from that. Now, with Kroger, the Moms Demand Action from the illegal mayors in every town, they don't have a paying membership. They have Facebook friends. And some of their Facebook friends have been posting up a couple of things about what they think they should do, because apparently Kroger, they don't like Kroger's tact. They're taking. So one of the things they want to do is they want to load up a buggy with perishable items, which, you know, your more expensive cuts of meat are perishable items, dairy, ice cream, some of this stuff, when it defrosts, it can make a mess. They want to load up a buggy with perishable items and park it and walk out and leave a note on it saying, this is what happens when you allow deadly people to carry deadly guns in your store, or something to that effect. Is that breaking the law to do that knowingly? To ruin a bunch of... Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, yes, that sounds like an act of criminal mischief to me.
Criminal mischief. That wouldn't be considered vandalism or...
Well, that's what we call it here in Texas.
Yeah, okay. Now, what does that... What kind of a penalty does criminal mischief carry if you're convicted of that?
Well, it depends on the value of the item that has been destroyed or damaged. And so, you know, a basket of groceries can get upwards of $500. That would be a Class A misdemeanor here in Texas.
Would they be allowed to own a gun or carry a gun at that point, too? If they were convicted of a Class A?
Well, they would be allowed to carry a gun, but they could not get a CHL for 5 years. But, yes, they could carry a gun.
Okay.
In their car.
In
they couldn't carry it on their person.
Yes, because they're mischievous criminals.
Correct.
Now,
but they can still own guns and they still carry them in their car.
I understand. Now, isn't that, I mean, when I know that there's people out there that every time gun control is passed, there's people out there that get very angry about that, but I've never heard of an organization not condemning that kind of stuff. If somebody does something violent against an anti-gunner, I've never heard of an organization that doesn't condemn it. Now, shouldn't the Moms Demand Action get out there and get on Facebook and say, we don't condone that. This is ideological combat. We have to beat them with ideals and win their hearts and minds. Shouldn't they be jumping up and down on top of that? Before you answer, we're coming up on the first break with you guys on the show. There it is right there. You guys hold the answer to that. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right. Welcome back on a Wednesday morning. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. If you live in the state of Colorado, Oklahoma, Florida, Texas, or Pennsylvania, you have an opportunity that I don't have. Because if you're carrying a gun, well, I can think of a few people in Pennsylvania that would probably wish they had been members of Texas/U.S. Law Shield. But if you carry a gun, these guys provide the last piece of your total self-defense ensemble. Joining me again, Edwin Walker, Michelle Byington. Now, I asked you guys whether or not the Moms Demand should be condemning this kind of criminal mischief that's being suggested because, you know, it's on Facebook. It's not a policy that they put out there, but they have a lot of people that read their Facebook page. Isn't this likely to, or are we likely to see that actually happen?
Well, I'm hoping this sort of activity starts to turn people off. I would be embarrassed to be affiliated with such a group that's using such juvenile and just asinine tactics because of lawful gun owners going into places where they have a right to be and carry their firearms. I would not want my name associated with them. And even if I was anti-gun, I would be as far away from these people as possible because they just absolutely discredit your belief.
Yeah, the thing about it is that it appears that not only is Moms Demand Action, are they not condemning this, but they're actually condoning it, even tacitly, by not saying anything, allowing it to be posted on their Facebook. And the thing is that If you hate guns so much that you're going to join an organization, you're going to be vocal about it, then this is probably, they probably pat the guy on the back who said that. I know I've seen posts on there, seen referrals to posts on there that go even further. They're saying that if they go into a place and see a man with an open carry rifle or open carry pistol, that they're going to start shouting, "There's a man with a gun, there's a man with a gun," and start claiming that it's an armed robbery. And that is very dangerous, and it literally is falsely crying fire in a crowded theater. I mean, that is literally the modern equivalent of that. And they want to cause danger to themselves or others to make some sort of political point. I mean, that's outrageous. And it would be awesome if somebody did that and then they subsequently got charged for filing a false report.
Would that be all it was? I mean, in today's day and age, when they call, especially in a public place, you know, the first thing everybody thinks when they hear about a man with a gun in a public place is, here we have another active shooter. And that's normally going to bring, it's not going to be just one officer in a police car showing up saying, okay, what do you got? It's going to be a team. Isn't this likely to, I mean, I know that at an Oklahoma Walmart, there was a guy that was killed by the police because that kind of thing happened.
Yes. Yeah, the guy with the toy gun.
Yes. So, I mean, that was, you know, would that be reckless endangerment? What would that be?
Well, there's a lot of different laws that are written fairly vague enough that, depending upon the circumstances, I'm sure a very creative prosecutor could find somebody to find some better charge than filing a false report. But that would be the main charge, giving false information to a police officer, false information regarding a criminal offense.
What if it results in a death? What if it results in a wounding or something? And if I'm walking around and I'm saying, where are the socks? And I'm openly carrying my firearm, which is legal everywhere I go. Nobody bothers me. There's three or four just like me in the store elsewhere. And I get shot by a police officer because a mom's demand decided, I am offended by the open carry of firearms. This is endangering my children. I'm liable, if I survive that, to want to sue somebody.
Well, I think that there's definitely, there would be a cause of action there. It certainly seems to be reckless endangerment, as well as what we call deadly conduct. If you have an idea that if it's known that your reckless acts could cause the death or injury to another, like I said, they would all be interesting cases, to see.
So, now, surely this would be, I mean, you know, the mom's demand action, this is all about safety. They're interested in gun safety. Surely this should be something that they should be condoning vociferously, vehemently, a whole bunch of other big words that start with V.
You mean condemning?
That too. That doesn't begin with V, though, Ed. That doesn't begin with V.
No. Well, no, you said condoning, so I was just saying if you meant condemning.
No, no, no. Well, I said that I did say, oh, my. Well, then you were correct to correct me, sir. I appreciate that.
That's okay. The thing is that they do purport to be about safety, but as we have seen, there's been so many illustrations over just the past few months where the anti-gun folks, they hate guns more than they care about people. And so if in their carrying out of their hatred of guns causes innocent people to be killed or injured, they're oblivious to that fact. I mean, I don't think that they go out and intentionally want people to get killed or injured, but they're blinded. Like I said, their hatred of guns has just blinded them to everything. The good that guns do, the public safety that guns have, the fact that, you know, it's very interesting with the whole Ferguson thing. I saw one of the very interesting. Have you seen the meme that they call the smug hippie meme? The woman who looks real hippie-fied and she's got this smug look on her face.
I have not.
Well, it's on the internet, and of course, you know, they always put different slogans across this picture. And one of the ones I saw, which was very interesting, was the smug hippie said on this meme. She said, guns are evil, the police are evil, guns are evil, so only the police should have guns.
Why? If the police are evil, should they have guns? That sort of sounds like a reason to disarm them.
Yes, but if you listen to that crowd, that's exactly what they're saying. Is they're saying that the police, who many of them have disagreements with, are the only people responsible enough to have guns in society.
Well, we know how true that is, don't we?
Yes. And so, like I said, their hatred of guns just causes them to go off track and not recognize that their actions could have consequences that injure innocent people, that injure or kill innocent people.
So, how long, I mean, I've never heard, I know, and we're going to have to carry this over into this, so let me predicate, we've got about 2 minutes, and it'll probably take me a minute and 59 seconds to ask you this. We know that gun control doesn't work. We know that crime is going down. We know that gun ownership and gun carrying has exploded, and still crime is going down. In Chicago right now, you know, armed robbery is down 20%. They just started concealed carry. Vehicular theft is down 26%, and they're enjoying a 56-year low in homicide in Chicago because concealed carry has started. So, and we both know the answer to this one. I just want to hear the way you guys articulate that, and we'll pick it up in the next hour with that. Given all of these facts, why such hatred for such a beneficial machine as a gun?
Well, I think you cannot argue logic and reason to somebody so unreasonable as a member of Moms Demand Action.
Edwin, have you ever thought about maybe having Michelle infiltrate them?
I would get so irritated, I would blow my cover.
Yeah, she doesn't hold her tongue well.
Well, you just look, Michelle. You just got to go to Talbot's and buy the right clothes, okay? And then after you've bought the right clothes, take a bunch of selfies and, you know, get on their website and just go, uh-huh, just over. You don't even have to articulate too much. And you'll work your way up within that. And then you could depose Shannon Watts.
She wouldn't need to go to Talbot. She'll have to go to Lane Bryant.
Lane. now we're going into the gun grabber realm. We're going ad hominem. Ain't it fun? All right, guys, you hold on. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottle, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.